Well, I think John Paul II was a very complex personality, quite a contradictory person in many respects, and one whom I would love to have had a conversation with during his lifetime. In social areas, he has proved to be quite radical, and in areas to do with morality, sexual morality in particular, and in any issues in relation to women, certainly he proved to be extraordinarily conservative and absolutist. I think, in general, women will have been very disappointed, and I suppose I'm talking about women in the Western world, with his legacy, because almost from the word go, he embraced a very traditionalist understanding of women. And even in that, there are contradictions, because I know he wrote a letter of apology to women. It was on the eve of the Beijing conference in China, the big world conference on women. And before that conference, he wrote a letter to women, which probably hasn't been much publicised, but he did apologise for the historical injustices which had been done to women, and he conceded that women had been treated historically very badly by society, and that the church, the Catholic Church, had also contributed to that. But having said that, there was no follow-on of that. He never changed any policies in relation to women. And the whole issue of the ordination of women has almost become pivotal in his term as Pope. In 1994, he produced a document which actually said that it was no longer even to be discussed, which is an extraordinary absolutist position to suggest that we can't discuss matters anymore.
With regard to that contrast between his social policy and his stance on moral issues, why do you think he was the way he was? Where do you think he was coming from?
Well, my own personal view is that it is hugely tied up with his own background and his own childhood. He actually had a really sad life in that his mother died when he was 9, his father died when he was 21, and his elder brother, whom I think he adored, who was about 10 years older than him, died when he was about 14. I mean, died when John Paul II was 14, and he was a doctor, and I think he died of rheumatic fever. And his life was very sad, and he lived under the shadow of communism and of Nazism particularly. And I think that has influenced him hugely, though his own life story suggests that in his early youth, in his 20s, he was extremely sociable. Apparently he was a great actor and, had loads of very close female friends. But I also think his own encounters with death. There were 3 times in his life when he nearly died. One when he was struck by a truck when he was in his 20s and he was left on the side of the road, and it was a miracle that he survived that. And he also survived a search by the Nazis of one of his relatives' house, and he hid in the basement and he managed to escape. But for that, he might never have become Pope. And then the most extraordinary one, I suppose, was the assassination attempt in 1981, where he nearly died, and he absolutely believed that the bullet, he was saved by Our Lady, and he actually sort of had the bullet sort of dedicated to the shrine in Fatima. So I think because of all that, he has an extraordinary sense of mission, and he absolutely believed all his life that he had been spared to do something very definite, and I think it was to lead the church to a pre-Vatican II position, really, particularly in relation to moral, what he considered to be moral truths and moral absolutes, and the traditionalist understanding of women's place in the church, albeit he accepted that there were injustices. But he could never sort of see a change, a movement in that area, whereas, as I said earlier on, in relation to social issues, he was prepared to move hugely from where the church stood, say, in the 19th century.
Where do you think the Catholic Church has been left by his papacy?
I think it's been left, to be honest, quite split down the middle. I mean, within an Irish context, which is, I suppose, the one that I know best, it seems to me that there's a strong movement in favour of the reforms of Vatican II, and there's another movement which wants to go back before Vatican II. I think the problem about Vatican II, and I'd be hugely supportive of it, is that it didn't set down a blueprint for how the church might be. I personally think that's a positive, because I would have a very strong view that the church should be allowed developed locally and not centrally, Whereas I think the legacy of John Paul II is that he tried to recreate a very centralist, authoritarian church where all the mandates came down from the top and didn't encourage to any degree the development or the encouragement of local church and local involvement. I mean, he also produced a very strong and quite a good document on the involvement of the laity. But if you look at the church in Ireland today, the laity are still very much outside the loop. And I know people would say that the church is not a democracy, but I think some democratisation of the church has to happen if the church is to survive into the next century.